Thank you for listening to today's Daily Insight. Men Are Forged, we're about bridging the confidence gap in emerging leaders in business, relationships, and life. If that resonates with you, then go to menareforged.com to check out more. So if you're a rising manager or an emerging leader and executive in your organization, go check out menareforged.com because we are making leaders less transactional and more transformational in their leadership abilities by building soft skills like problem solving and decision making. So, and hope you enjoyed the episode today, but go to menareforged.com for more.
Yeah. So I was enthusiasm on fire. I didn't have any skill at that point. I still to this day, like I know a lot of infrastructure stuff. I can hang if we're talking techie, different tools, or I understand different languages, but can I write code? Do I write code? Not a single line.
Oh, wow.
I was about to copy and paste some stuff, yeah. But I'm not a coder. I am more so a product and project manager. I have an amazing team, which over time failing enthusiastically led me to, and being consistent and being committed, not quitting when I think a lot of people would have. Just being honest, I've had tears in my business. I've had stressful moments. I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars not being successful.
Yeah.
A lot of people haven't spent $1,000 investing in learning something or getting a coach I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars failing. And the reality is there's other guys that have spent millions, investing and learning. I say failing, learning. Mm-hmm. That's another mindset thing, to shift that to fail enthusiastically and seek the growth from the pains, growth from the efforts of progress require that you learn.
Yeah.
And for me, I got into the tech space and have been learning. I'm still learning. I'm still a student. I'm flying. I told you before we got on here, I'm flying out to San Diego. I'm going to this thing called the War Room. It's Ryan Dice. I don't know if anybody knows those folks. But these are guys that are big gorillas in the internet marketing and tech world. And, I want to be around people that are at higher levels than me. Mm-hmm. It's a necessity. If I want to grow, if I want to get better at something, I have to position myself and get in the way of new information, get in the way of, opportunity. And I'm actively, right, it's like an 8-hour flight with a layover, but I'm investing.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's, I get off on a tangent. I'm ADD as well, so hang with me. But I got into the tech space and I've been learning and, we built this platform recently. It's one of several that I own. It's called TrueFans.
TrueFans.com, right? That's the look. Yeah.
Yeah. TrueFans.com. And it's, I think it'll probably do like 5 or 6 million this year.
Nice.
Which is exciting. It's doubling what we did last year. And the goal is to triple it. I'm investing in learning, setting up different architecture, serving our client base better, creating systems and things to scale. And that all started with looking back again, I'm thinking about who we're talking with here. These are startups. These are people that are maybe in a rut and trying to figure out what they need to do or what they could do. Mm-hmm. And don't set out to have a good idea per se. Set out to find problems. Set out to see and observe things that suck that you can help with. And a primitive way of looking at that is somebody's grass is long. Well, you have a lawnmower. You could help cut grass. How many grass, lawns would you have to cut in order to make X? How much market is out there? What's the demand, right? How can you be in front of the demand? How can you solve that problem, do a great job, and earn more clientele? That's just one methodology. But I use that firsthand whenever I'm building a new platform, is I typically start with what sucks, what's going on in the market, or I just kind of stumble upon it and I'm observant and listening and watching. So for us, man, and everybody knows this, content's being suppressed. People are being demonetized. Creators historically haven't made enough money. And people are just now discovering that they are the product of big platforms, right? Their data is being sold and distributed and they don't make any money of it, right? They get the functionality, but the reality is your data is being used in a ton of different ways for financial profit. And, that sucks. And people are becoming more keen and understand more what's going on. And then you as a creator, you don't really own your data. You don't own your customer data. You don't own your emails. And that's an asset, like as a business person or an e-commerce brand. So for us, we looked at the market. We looked at other competitors. I'm not going to say their name. And we just had a high level belief we could do a better job and yeah. we could stand out. And that's really what you're doing when you're trying to, you know, decide where you can solve a pain in the market is look what's out there. Most of the time there's something out there, and then figure out what your fancy sauce is going to be, mm-hmm. what you're going to do that makes yours even better. And try to become the logical choice. That's what we've always done. The logical choice platform, product, service. So for us, you know, we did things like created instant payments so people don't have to wait for our platform. We're very, just to give everybody, I don't know how many people are familiar with membership platforms, but we're very similar to like a Patreon or an OnlyFans. Gotcha. The biggest difference with us is that we're 100% invite only. We have instant payments that I just mentioned that just launched. We don't allow adult content. So we're a home for folks that would love to have one of those platforms, but not the negative stigma. Mm-hmm. And we've just been rocking out additional features and functions that no one else has. And we're listening with the intent to serve and engineer. Mm-hmm. And we hope to keep the finger on the pulse as we keep growing and you know, our ear to the ground, listening to what's important yeah. for our users. So we can create those things and maintain, you know, being a logical choice for them to build their businesses and brands and audiences on. Mm-hmm. So if you're listening to what I'm saying there, I'm in the service of my clients. I'm in the service of my you know, developers. I am in the service of, I try to be in the service of everyone that's in my sphere.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that mindset, especially in business, is going to help you become in line with your goals, whatever those are, monetarily, fulfillment wise, you know?
Yeah, anyway. Man, Tim, that was really good. I just, you got my mind going, the creative space of just, wow, just such a powerful thing. Cause like it's so needed today just with the, where technology is and where, like you said, like content, the big brands are basically looks like they're taking over the world and we just need more and more people that are more localized.
Need to be able to have discussions and dialogue, and people need to be able to share, even if I disagree, even if you disagree, anybody disagrees, like not having a conversation because somebody is offended, or not having a conversation or dialogue, that's unfortunate, you know. And we go backwards if we're not able to really talk. And I'm talking about mankind in general, or human beings in general. The moment that we're not able to dissect ideas, or you know, go through them without losing our cool, without you know, getting too emotional. It's okay to have a passionate conversation, but man, you know, when those are eliminated, that's a sketchy thing, in my opinion.
Because I mean, even you said it earlier, how important it was for you to fail within your business, meaning you get it wrong, and you learn how to get it right. The same thing I think in thought and thinking, like, oh, I think something that's wrong, and I get feedback and response of like, all right, this has helped me nuance, think through, understand how to get it right. It's like
100%.
Any sociologist that had any saw whatsoever, like how to raise a child is to expose them to things and to experience things that are hard, because that leads to growth. But for some reason, we've been called to like some society that has just created, like you're saying, like a language.
Yeah, it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to have different ideas. I think it's okay. I think it's important. It's important to have winners and losers. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's important to. You know, it's okay to be recognized for participation, I think, but awarded for it.
Right.
I don't know. I just have different opinions on this, man. And that's where I stand. And I think, you know, competition creates not just competition, but having dialogue just creates progress, you know, true progress, expansion.
This daily insight was taken from the podcast. So if you want more of this episode, please go to the description and click on the full episode. If this resonated with you, please feel free to share with anyone you know, as well as going to Apple Podcasts and leaving a review or subscribing on Spotify. For video content, go to YouTube and check out the Mentor Forge YouTube page. Appreciate you listening, and I will see you on the next daily insight.